Anti-GOP harassment campaign continues with unhinged attack on McConnell, wife. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Saturday, October, 2018. The question is whether Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell got indigestion the other night at a restaurant called Havana Rumba. Not because the food did the rumba when it hit his tumba, but because loons besieged the senator and his wife, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, when they were eating. Though not shown on the video, one of the aggressors took the McConnells to go box. No one was hurt and the restaurant apologized. And so yet another Republican was attacked in public, and the list of leftist anti-GOP attacks lengthens. Food fight. The McConnells' pleasant evening began when a woman invited herself to discuss politics at their table, the city's Courier-Journal reported. The angry woman approached the McConnells' table and called him a traitor, the Courier-Journal reported. Diners applauded, McConnell said nothing, but Chao loudly responded that the protesters should leave them alone. That woman departed the scene, while others cheered, the newspaper reported. But then the food-stealing man showed up. They're going to come for Social Security, he yelled. Why you get out of here? Why don't you leave the entire country alone? He then grabbed the couple's to-go box, the newspaper reported, and dumped it on the ground outside. He, apparently, took the advice of a sociology professor, who doesn't think verbally harassing Republicans is enough. Don't just interrupt a senator's meal, y'all, the angry pedagogue tweeted, apparently referring to the loons who besieged Senator Ted Cruz and his wife about a month ago. Put your whole fingers in their salads. Take their apps and distribute them to the other diners. Bring boxes and take their food home with you on the way out. They don't deserve your civility, the witness told the newspaper the crowd was anti-McConnell. On Facebook, Havana Rumba said, "We deeply regret the incident that took place at our restaurant this weekend. We strongly believe everyone should feel welcome and safe in our restaurants." Other attacks. McConnell, a neoconservative who is something of a milquetoast when it comes to playing hardball with radical Democrats such as Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, has been subjected to one attack after another. In early October, protesters accosted the senator as he walked through an airport because he strongly supported U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who had been falsely accused of sex crimes. "How many stories of sexual violence do you need to hear in order to believe women?" one of the protesters screamed, the Courier-Journal reported. The newspaper reported, on the word of the radical leftist protest organizer, that women who confronted McConnell that day were victims of sexual assault, which, unsurprisingly, the newspaper did not back up with any evidence. In July, a gaggle of Open Borders loons harassed the senator outside another restaurant in Louisville, that time shouting, "Abolish ICE," referring to immigration and customs enforcement. Abolishing ICE has been something of a new platform plank for some Democrats. "Where are the children? Where are the babies, Mitch?" one of the protesters asked, referring to the Trump administration's policy of family separation when illegals are caught crossing the border. "What are you doing to get the babies back?" another asked. Shouted another, ominously, "We know where you live." In June, near violent immigration protesters confronted him outside a restaurant in Georgetown. According to the Courier-Journal, Chao jumped to the defense of the majority leader, "You leave my husband alone. Leave my husband alone, anti-GOP violence increasing, Democrats approve." Violence against conservatives and Republicans has been steadily increasing through the summer, and not without the encouragement of top Democrats. Just the other day, the Democratic Party in Minnesota suspended a spokesman because he said Republicans ought to be beheaded after the Democrats regain control of the U.S. House of Representatives in November. Unhinged leftists attacked two GOP politicians in Minnesota as well. In San Francisco, a crazed leftist tried to stab a GOP congressional candidate. And top Democrats are encouraging the wave of restaurant and other attacks. Hillary Clinton told CNN that Democrats should not be civil toward Republicans, and Barack Hussein Obama's former Attorney General, Eric Holder, said much the same. But the worst has come from Rep. Maxine Waters, who has repeatedly and forthrightly encouraged public harassment of Republicans. Given that advice, street thugs have attacked rank-and-file supporters of President Trump as well. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.